David, your reaction to today's 4-0 win here at Windsor Park?
No, pleased with the performance, especially coming off the back of the last Wednesday night's game against Coleraine. I thought we were a bit flat, a bit leggy, a bit lethargic. And I think we had the opposite today. I think probably my only gripe today, and the players will tell you, I whinge and I moan on when we're not clinical and ruthless enough. And I think we probably could have done them probably one more than four today.
Second half in particular was really pleasing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pleasing. We created a lot of chances, but people in the right areas to score goals. So as I say, my only gripe today is we probably didn't go on and probably score a couple more goals.
Four goals is great. Clean sheet, almost as good, isn't it?
No, it was, you know, the clean sheet, what Roy had to do again today. He done well. His distribution's always been good. And he set us on quite a few attacks today. So Sammy playing his first game again gave us that experience where, you know, he can put his foot on the ball and see a pass. So, you know, down the middle of the pitch, Sean Ward. So, you know, it was pleasing performance today. And as I say, I'm pleased that we won the game today coming in there, because I know Glenavon are a good side and they've got good players. And I think people might say that the sending off might have changed the momentum in the game. I don't think that was the case. I thought we were better from, you know, the first half leading into the second half, and rightly won the game.
After the last home game, which was disappointing, it's really good and important to put on a good show in front of the home support here. And they got behind us on what was a, you know, we got off to the perfect early start with that Josh Carson goal. And yeah, it helped set us on our way.
It certainly did. And the crowd were good today. And again, against Coleraine, I felt that we didn't give them the spark to sort of get up for the game. It was a night game. And we didn't sort of give them the momentum to get, you know, really, really get behind the team. And they did that last week at Crusaders. They did that today because we started the game well. We started it bright. And so when you've got the biggest support, it's important that you get them right on your side, right behind you. And, we scored four goals, which I'm sure hopefully they went home today pleased that we scored four, and probably like myself, maybe slightly disappointed we didn't score more.
And there were good goals as well, you know, all four of them. Sean Moore, what a strike. You know, Aaron Burns, you know, every goal is a good goal. Really pleasing ones.
I like all the scrappy ones, the scruffy ones in and around the box, because that's where, you know, it's 88% of goals are scored in and around the double 6-yard box. So, say we scored a few from where Josh Carson kept coming in off his, coming in it from the wide area and scoring the first goal, which was vitally important to be, if you are on top of the game, that you get the first goal. And, we'd done that well today. So, say all goals are good goals. And, hopefully the ones we missed today, we'll save them for next week.
And the ones that we missed, there was one that I think it was Chris Casement crossed, and I think Paul Smith got on the end of it, I think the whole crowd thought he'd volleyed it into the net and it just went wide. What a goal that would have been. It was great play right across the pitch.
It was. Smithy should have scored that, I'm sure. I didn't actually get a chance to speak to him properly. I'd be disappointed he missed that, because it was he's not scored yet this season, but he gives you, you know, the other side of his energy and his work rate. So, again, like I said before, hopefully when it really matters, the crunch time, when we need somebody to dig us out in an important match, hopefully, we can save our goals for that.
It's great to be getting players coming back from injury. We had Ross Gaynor back today. Yeah. Sammy came on from his first start. It's great for competition in the squad that we start to get all our players back again, isn't it?
No, it certainly is. And, competition's healthy. It's healthy for me. Sometimes it makes my job a wee bit more difficult, leaving players out of the squad, which I never enjoy. But, we've got a good squad there now, and experience blended in with a little bit of youth and legs and energy, and so if we keep everybody fit, it'll give me options to go and play what we want to play, the way we want to play. And I think we certainly bounced back, responded last week. I said the players, don't let the Crusaders game go to waste by turning up today and being flat and being leggy, and they've responded with a really positive manner today.
Glenavon's a good team. We'd expect them to be challenging near the top, so to beat them comfortably, you know, sitting there in a marker, especially after their last visit here, which was, such a depressing day.
Yeah, I think it's still rather won the cup final last year, to be honest. But today I wanted a response. I spoke to the players at more or less 5-3 today to remind them of how we felt, and say how I felt. I was so disappointed after the cup final. It's payback, revenge, whatever you want to call it. I wanted to win today to sort of put us back in to say, you know what, we're just as good as Glenavon, if not better. And I say, if we continue to play the way we played today, keep everybody fit, hopefully we'll be there at the end of the season challenging.
It's two good results against two top teams in the last 2 weeks, Seaview today, and another tough game next Saturday. Yeah. Dungannon Swifts will come here. I think they beat Coleraine 4-0 last week. I don't know what their score today was, but you know, they'll make it difficult for us here at this wonderful new stadium.
I think they beat Cliftonville today, so they'll be coming in full of confidence. Going to Solitude is never easy, as we find out, and we found out over the last few years. So they'll be coming, they'll be buoyed, they'll be full of confidence, and it'll be a good game. Rodney plays he tries to play the game in the right manner. He plays sometimes different formations. So he's a clever coach, he's a good coach, and it'll be a tough game for us next week, make no doubt about it. And the players will be ready from Monday night, the first minute we step on the training pitch, we'll speak to them, and we'll make sure the boys are ready for Saturday.
I'm sure the BBC and the journalists have already been asking you, the transfer window will close in a week or so, and I'm sure your phone is constantly being checked to see if there's any developments on that front.
I switch my phone off, Andy, these days. You know, the transfer windows, everybody's talking about it. Are we going to get anybody in? If we do get somebody in, probably somebody might need to go. You know, need to start balancing the books and making sure everything's right. And we can't have, you know, too many numbers where, you know, then it becomes a problem when you're trying to put on a training session with 24, 25 bodies. So, say we'll make sure it's right. And if it is somebody that's going to come in, he'd be coming in not only to challenge in the squad basis, he'd be coming in to challenge for jerseys come on match day. So we'll see how that develops over the next couple of weeks.
But the squad's looking in good shape there today, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. When Sammy coming back today gives us that little bit of experience and know-how. So, say with Stephen Lowry, Jamie McGrew, Mark Stafford, Cameron Stewart missing. You know, some of the other lads are carrying a few niggles. So it's pleasing that we can go out and put a performance like that on.
And a game for the Swiss in midweek, where hopefully more game time for those who need it as well.
Yeah, certainly some of the boys will play. We play Glenavon down at Moranville on Wednesday night. So again, some of the boys who haven't played enough minutes, so will certainly be playing down there on Wednesday.
Well done, David, on an excellent result here at a beautiful looking Windsor Park today, and obviously good luck training midweek and for a big game next Saturday.
Cheers, Andy.